Wilmington Mayor Bill Saffo has been checking on the condition of Wilmington on this Tuesday. And Mr. Mayor, what are you finding out there?
Well, we've got some encouraging news. We've got the clearing of our streets. We're at 60% cleared, and crews are making a lot of progress with the weather being the way it is. We are asking all of our citizens, I know they're going to be cleaning up their yards and what have you, to make sure that they put the debris on the side of the road or right there on the edge of their yard as opposed to in the street. We are on all of our major intersections or have got roundabouts that we've been created by cones. When you approach those intersections at, let's just say, College and Oleander, you'll see that we've created roundabout situations. Be very careful going through those intersections. I can tell you as of today that out of the 127,428 customers that Duke Power has, 61,036 are still without power. So we've made a tremendous amount of progress in getting the power turned back on, and I'm sure that will improve before the end of the day. And Duke Power has told us that by September the 23rd, all customers in this community should have power. I can tell you that we have several areas that have been devastated. We had a lot of devastation in respect to the power grid, those being Forest Hills, South Oleander, Glen Mead, Masonboro Loop Road and Sound Road, as well as Greenville Loop Road area. Had a lot of devastation to their power grid. It's going to take some time to get that power grid reconnected and redone, and crews are working on that as we speak. Today we do expect cresting of the Cape Fear River at Fayetteville at about 62 feet, and we'll have some additional coming in even into next week. We anticipate that sometime next week we'll see some additional flooding, especially downtown area along Water Street. But you know, we're making some progress, and of course we're also using ILM as an airlift operation right now, as well as Hanover Shopping Center in front of the K&W cafeteria. The federal Border Patrol and Coast Guard are using that location to bring in supplies and folks, and they are doing some rescues in some of the outlying areas where there has been flooding that is starting to take place in outside of our community.
With Mayor Bill Saffo, I'm Vince Winkle, WHQR News.